We have money in the bank, but no joy when we spend it. Some of us have been blessed right out of our happiness.
Dr. Tony Evans says when the Lord blesses you, you'll know it.
The way you know it comes from God is you have joy with it because God brings himself along with it.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. What's the point in wanting more when we don't appreciate what we already have? Dr. Evans will answer that question today as he explains how to ask God for a blessing that'll change the rest of your life. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4 as we join him.
This is known as the prayer of Jabez. It comes in the midst of what most people consider one of the most boring sections of the Bible. And that is any section that is listing genealogy. That is one family tree after another. When you read chapter 3 and chapter 4, you find the sons of this person, the sons of that person, one name right after another. You would skip this section. I am certain many of you who've read your Bibles through in a year read this real quick. You began to see the list and you decided to skip the chapter. If you did that, then you've done an injustice to yourself because that means you've skipped verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10 reads this way. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. Now Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it might not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. We're introduced to Jabez in verse 9 as a man more honorable than his brothers. All of his brothers simply were listed by name. The only thing you know about them is what people called them. But Jabez stands above the crowd. He is lifted out by God. Not because of some great feat, not because he had done some insurmountable activity for God. None of that is listed. The reason Jabez is lifted out is because of his prayer. His simple one-verse prayer made him more honorable than his brothers. It says, Jabez, status with God was more honorable, that is, more recognizable, more lifted, more to be congratulated than all of his brothers because of his prayer. Now, before we give a simple breakdown of the prayer, don't move too fast, for you'll miss why the prayer is significant. We're told in verse 9 that his mother named him Jabez because he was born in pain. What would cause a mother to look at a brand new baby that she's just given life to and name him Pain? Maybe he was an unwanted child. Perhaps Jabez's mother and father couldn't afford another child and the money was going to be too tight. And so his birth reminded them and every day reminded them of their financial struggles. So he got to be known as Pain. Maybe Jabez's mother was a single parent. Or maybe she was married, but her husband decided he didn't want to be a father anymore. Maybe she was left to raise Jabez alone. I don't know what scenario caused her to name her baby boy Pain. All I know is that's how everybody knew him. So painful was the birth of this child and its implications in the life of his mother, that he could go nowhere and not be reminded that he was living a painful existence. Because just to hear somebody call his name meant that he was living a life of pain. You talk about self-esteem problems. You talk about a negative self-image. This kid had to have had it. There's nobody in our auditorium whose name is Jabez. Or is there? Maybe not in the literal sense where people call you that, but when you reflect back over this year, or perhaps over the last few years, it might as well be Jabez. Because all you can remember is pain. All you can remember are the negative circumstances, one right after another. It looked like pain got a hold of you and would never let you go. Well, for all the Jabezes in the house, if you're not a Jabez, then this sermon's not for you. But if there is a Jabez in the house, somebody whose first name, last name, middle name, or all three names equal pain, hurt, disappointment, anguish, loneliness, depression, frustration, and all the other idiosyncratic possibilities, this passage is for you. Because we're introduced to the solution before we find the method. He says, Jabez was more honorable than all of his brothers because his mother bore him in pain. Somebody didn't just hear that. Jabez, that means pain, was more honorable. He had a higher status than all of his brothers who don't show up with any problems at all. Nothing said negative about any of the brothers. They were okay boys. But the one with all the pain, the one with all the disappointment, the one with all the negatives, the one with all the struggles, God wants us to stop and pause as we read through this boring section of scripture to let you know if your name is pain, it doesn't have to have the last word on your life. If your name, circumstances, situation is painful, you can still end it being more honorable than all of your brothers who don't have pain in their name. How did he get there? How did this painful person in painful circumstances come out to be an extraordinary individual? How could this guy, who we would call a born loser, ascend to the height of being recognized as somebody special? He was remembered for his prayer. I want to challenge you to pray this prayer every day. And then I want you to do as one of the songs said, I want you to come back next year this time and testify how God can change your name, how God can take the accumulated pain of your situation and turn you into a person of honor. I just happened to notice as I was talking that God didn't give Jabez another name. It says Jabez was more honorable. He didn't stop his name from being pain. He just overrode it so high that it fell into the background as God's honor took the forefront. So even if your circumstances don't change, even if nothing ever happens to your situation, if God puts you on the top shelf of honor, it won't matter what your name is. Because Jabez is still his name. It's just honor is his status. His first line of his prayer, it's not a complicated prayer, is, oh, that you would bless me indeed. That word indeed lets us know this is a serious prayer. This is not a casual, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. He says, no, no, no. When your name is Jabez, you don't have time for casual prayers. He says, bless me indeed. Indeed means show enough. For real. Bless me for real. Why? Because if you don't bless me, if you don't intervene in my situation, if you don't reverse this thing that I've been facing since the day that I was born, I'm going to go to my grave the same way I came into this world, a cursed, painful individual. So I'm throwing myself on your mercy, and I'm saying, bless me indeed. You see, he didn't want his life to keep going like it was going. He wanted to sense the impartation of supernatural favor. To be blessed is to have supernatural favor injected into your ordinary dull life. It is to have, as the old hymn says, glory to come down and fill my soul. It is to not go through every day in a painful routine. It is to sense that God has gotten in my business, affected my scenario, and reversed my situation. He says, bless me indeed. Or to put it another way, give me another life. The life that I'm living now, I don't like. The pain I'm experiencing now, I don't want. But I can't get away from it. Every time I go out to play ball, they call me Jabez and remind me I'm in a painful situation. Every time I go to work, they call me Jabez and remind me that I can't even go to work without having pain. All my life is pain, and I need another life. But folk can't give me another life, because every time I go to folk to bless me, they bless me 1 minute and take it back the next minute. I need somebody to bless me sure enough. I need a blessing that's going to stay with me even after my day is done. I need a blessing that won't go left on me. So I need an indeed kind of blessing. I need the impartation of spiritual favor that comes alone from God. Please notice, he's not very specific. He says, bless me indeed, and leaves it open. Because you see, when you're in enough pain, you'll take anything God gives you. When you're in enough pain, you don't have to be particular, because anything God does is better than the situation you're in. So he just says, I leave it open. Bless me indeed. You see, when you cut a deal with God, you're limited to your deal. But the beautiful thing about just throwing yourself on the mercy of God is he decides what's in your best interest. And sometimes God will let your name become Jabez just so you'll take anything he'll give you, because anything he gives you is far better than what you have.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more of our message, including a look at why we might be better off being a little less content. First, check into getting a copy of the new teaching collection Tony began today, Your Best You. This 5-message collection will remind you what the concept of faith is all about, and teach you practical ways to overcome emotional strongholds and stop blocking the miracles between you and the turnaround you've been praying for. For a few short days, we're making this life-changing collection available on CD as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And if we hear from you right away, we'll send it to you with something extra, Anthony Evans' brand new worship CD, Altered. It features powerful new singles like Fighting For Us and reimagined versions of some of your favorite worship songs like Oceans and Great Are You, Lord. But this special double offer won't be around for long, so visit us today at tonyevans.org or call us anytime day or night at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. I'll have our contact information for you again after part 2 of today's lesson and this message.
You know you have the gift of teaching, maybe even preaching, but you think, no, I could never serve that way. I'm no theologian. I don't know enough. Well, it's time to get equipped for your calling with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center. It's got online courses covering key concepts of the faith like prayer, evangelism, and spiritual warfare, and in-depth studies of books like James. The material is challenging, but Tony has recorded exclusive content to help you through it, and the online format lets you work at your own pace. And when questions come up, there's an online forum where you can get detailed answers. Whether you're preparing for ministry or just want to deepen your understanding of God's Word, the Tony Evans Training Center is the resource you need. A world of discovery. Anytime, anywhere.
Sometimes it's good to be general with God so that you bring him an empty cup and let him decide how much to fill it with and how high to fill it. He says, bless me indeed. He recognized that unless God intervened, nothing would change. Then he says in his prayer, enlarge my border. Expand my territory. Broaden my frontier. You know what the problem is with so many of us last year, the year before that, and the year before that? We're too satisfied. We're too content. We get nothing from God because we expect nothing from God. This man was in the winter of his discontent. He was fundamentally saying, I am not satisfied with my border. I want expanded capacity and expanded opportunity so that I can do more with my life for you. He wanted to grow. I'm amazed at people who hate the job that they do every day. And that poses to me a very fundamental question. It's really not that hard. Why don't you do something different? And the answer is very simple. It's safe to keep doing what you're doing. Because to do something different is a risk. I'm so glad God didn't wire me like that. He says, I am not satisfied being in this little spot, making these little widgets, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. I want you to expand my capacity. I want you to help me to see things I never saw before, do things I've never done before. Because I believe that if God invades my little territory, you can take the little and make it a lot. You can take this narrow confine of my life and you can blow it open so that my capacity to be more and do more for you will be greatly expanded. You expand my territory. But in order to pray that prayer, you have to become dissatisfied. Jabez is living in pain, but he does not want to be defined by pain. We have too many people today who live year in, year out as victims. If you are a member of this church, don't bring me your victimized mentality. Now, that doesn't mean that there has been no Jabinization in your life. That does not mean that there have not been painful scenarios in your past. But when you introduce God to the scenario, your name Jabez is not the last word. People want to blame everybody else and everything else for their pain. And maybe those things are to blame. Maybe your mama was no good. Maybe your daddy left you and you don't even know who he is. And maybe that has produced pain in your life. But as long as you let your scenario define who you are, Jabez will always be your name, and you will never rise above your brothers. Because you will always be limited to your borders. You will never go to higher heights and deeper depths in your relationship with Christ because you will not understand that God can expand where you are. He can reverse your situation. Suppose a professional football team complained we could make yardage if it wasn't for those other men on the other side of the ball. We could expand our territories, make more first downs, score more touchdowns. Somebody needs to get those other men off the field so we can make progress. Not going to happen because they are designed to stop you. But he says, I want you to expand my borders. I want you to make me dissatisfied with where I am, and then I want you to show me where I can be. There's nothing wrong with being a janitor. There's nothing wrong with being an attendant in some place that doesn't have recognition, if that is the expansion that God has for you. But don't be satisfied with that if God has more. Don't be satisfied with that if God has given you the potential to do better. And don't complain about your misery when your God sits on the throne. He says that your hand might be with me. In other words, I don't want your blessing and not have you. Just asking you to bless me indeed, give me more stuff, expand my borders, bless my business, do all this stuff for me, and then leave you on the sideline. See, one of the reasons God's not interested in blessing us indeed and expanding our borders is there is a curse built into every blessing. And the curse that's built into every blessing is you become comfortable with the blessing, so you no longer need the blessor. He says, God, let me get this straight up front. I want you to bless me indeed. I want you to expand my business. I want you to expand my family. I want you to expand my education. I want you to expand my border. But just so that we don't miss the point, I don't want any expansion that excludes you. I don't want any blessing where you wind up on the sideline while I have fun with the blessing. I don't want a blessing that excludes you. Like Moses said, if you don't go with me, I won't go. It'd be nice to be the leader of Israel, but let it be known, God, if you don't go, I don't want bigger borders that bad. I don't want more blessings that bad. Some of us have been blessed right out of our happiness. We've been blessed right out of our joy. We have a new house. Don't have a home. We have a car that we're miserable to ride in. We have money in the bank, but no joy when we spend it. The Bible always lets you know when you've been blessed. Because Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says, it is the blessing of the Lord that expands you, but he will with it give you no sorrow. The way you know it comes from God is you have joy with it, not misery with it. Because God brings himself along with it. So he says, I want you. I will not lose my focus of dependency on you. Blessings dull our senses for dependency on God. He says, as I expect, look forward to, and enjoy your blessings, keep me from becoming disconnected from you so that harm does not come to me from the very blessings you give me.
Dr. Tony Evans, with some great encouragement in this first message from his brand new compilation called Your Best You. Don't forget, all 5 CDs in this set will be yours with our thanks if you can help us out with a contribution of any size to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching every day. When you do, we'll send it along with Anthony Evans' new worship CD, Altered. Again, this special double offer runs out soon, so be sure to call right away for details, 1-800-800-3222. Resource team members are on hand 24/7 to help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. Or make the arrangements online at tonyevans.org, where you can find out how to read through the Bible along with Tony on social media. Our passage for this week is Matthew 6. But there's another part of Scripture Dr. Evans says is especially important to focus on, and he's here now to tell you about it.
The greatest verse in the Bible is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is yours right now, the moment you start trusting Jesus Christ as your personal sin bearer. When you trust him for your salvation, he gives you the gift of eternal life.
To learn more or get some free follow-up resources, visit tonyevans.org. Click on the top menu and follow the link that says Jesus. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will have more for us on the prayer of Jabez, including a look at why being blessed makes you a target. Find out more when you join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.